from the advertising media capital of the world, New Milford, Connecticut, wherever that is. This is Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson.
Ah, yes.
Hello.
Welcome to Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. I am Matt Wilson. In the podcast, I wanted to talk about an age-old question in marketing, and specifically in paid search, which is to buy your own name or to not buy your own name. What do you do? Do you buy your business's name in paid search? Matt Wilson's House of Pancakes. I'm the owner of Matt Wilson's House of Pancakes. Do I create a paid search campaign that has the keyword Matt Wilson's House of Pancakes? Do I buy my own name? If people type in my name, are they looking for me? If they're looking for me, then ideally my name should come up first in organic results, right? So why pay for that click? That is one argument you could have. Let's take it to the automotive side. And this is an automotive podcast. Matt's Nissan. I'm Matt's Nissan. Someone types in Matt's Nissan, ideally, unless I'm a complete idiot, the first organic result should be Matt's Nissan. So should I also be in the top three in paid search? Am I paying for something that I may get for free? My ear thing is not working. It's dead. Very irritating. Get it? Irritating? Anyway. But then the other side of it is it could be a real estate game. Yes, maybe I'm paying for a click I could get organically, right? I'm buying Matt's Nissan. And if the person's looking for me, maybe they skip over Joe and Tom who are buying my name because they want people to go to their Nissan stores and they're clicking on my organic result from Matt's Nissan. What if the person accidentally clicks on Joe or Tom's Nissan's paid results and then they steal my click and they steal my customer, right? And then it becomes also, could it be a real estate game? You know, on Google search results page, maybe you're the first paid result, you're the first organic result, and you're the Google My Business over on the right. So, okay, I own three of the six available real estate places, let's say, on the above the fold in the Google search results. You could make the argument either way, because you could make the argument the other way also. Listen, it's a cheap click. You're going to get that click anyway. It's going to be organic. Why pay for it? You're going to get it. Don't buy your own name. If a company is buying your own name, they're just trying to pad the results, right? They're buying a name. Someone's going to click anyway. You're deferring some of your SEO, some of your organic traffic. So I asked the people on LinkedIn. I said, upcoming podcast topic, paid search, to buy your own name or not. What say you? Would love to hear yes or no and why. Answers will be used in the next episode of Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. This episode, by the way, is brought to you by Pinterest. See my Pinterest shirt? It's actually not sponsored, but they did send me the shirt. Thank you to the guys at Pinterest. I appreciate it. All right, let's see what the folks in the industry are saying. Jen Rowe, my friend Jen Rowe, love Jen. She's awesome. She says, shift more to non-branded, says me. You'll get the return on people who already know your name. So don't waste it. Yeah, right? That's the side of the article. That's the side of the argument, I mean. Not the article. The side of the argument. If someone's looking for you, they're going to click on the organic result. Most people click on the organic result anyway. So if they're looking for you and they're going to click on you anyway, why spend money on that click? Good point by Jen. My buddy Todd Long. Oh, I love Todd, automotive guy. He says, Matt Wilson, I'm going through this as we speak with dealer with an agency of mine. Great topic. Todd, I love you, pal, but you didn't answer the question. You said, you're going through this as we speak. But he didn't answer the question, Todd. Come on. Come on, buddy. Sean Welsh, he's the founder of CarBiz Done Better. Sean says, depends on how good your SEO is and the level of competition in your geo, but it should be a fairly inexpensive play, all things considered. Yes, good point. Startup, new website, new client, no SEO, crappy SEO. Yes, obviously, because you're not going to get that assumed click in the first place. And then, yeah, sure. All right. Your geo has something to do with it. You're in a big market. You're in a market where your competitor has deep pockets. All right. You can make that argument. Angus Fox, vendor and accountability advocate. I don't know who Angus is, but welcome to the podcast and the LinkedIn page, Angus. Love your name. Totally cool. He says, it, like nearly everything paid search, is market specific. It may be buying worth buying in unique circumstances, like specific gets outside your local SEO influence. After name changes or when other search obstacles are present. Yep, okay. It can even be a good defensive play in the right market with the right landing page against other dealers with lower budgets bidding on your name. Yep, I like that too. Any paid search strategy should be evaluated in concert with organic results and focus on incrementalists, not just attribution. Agree. SEM and SEO work together. Thank you, Angus. That's a silo thing, right? SEO and SEM could exist potentially in different silos. If you have your website company handling your SEO and an agency handling your paid search, the two are not talking together. So those things are operating in separate silos and they're not optimizing off of each other, whether it's automatic or it's a human optimization. If they're being handled by separate people, they're in different silos and they are not working in concert, as Angus said. Rob Malinowski, automotive digital marketing consultant, says, I encourage all of my competitors to spend heavily on their own name as much as possible. In fact, they should pull budget from other places to spend more here. It would be nearly impossible for them to spend too much. I believe Rob is making the argument that is, it could very well, in fact, be a waste of money to be buying your own name, and he's encouraging all his competitors to waste their budget buying his name. So as to exhaust their resources. Thank you, Rob. Baba Body, the president creative director at Baba Body Marketing, or BAM for short. Bob says, yes, yes, yes. The cost is usually minimal, and your competitors are probably already chasing your name as part of their competitors' campaigns. I like that, Bob. You know, my earpiece here, this thing was expensive, and it's not working. What the heck, man? What a ripoff. I like your point, Bob. Your competitor's going to buy it. Often they are cheap clicks, right? Because their ad relevance is wicked high. So for a small part of your budget, why not? Thank you, Bob. April Simmons, corporate internet and marketing director at Horn Auto Group. Hello, April. Welcome to the LinkedIn and the podcast. April says, my stores have built a solid SEO foundation. So on desktop and tablet, we own the space and thus don't buy our name. However, we do buy it on mobile because it's usually at least one scroll before you get past ads and don't want to accidentally give competitors our customers clicks. Now that is my favorite answer so far. Way to deep think it, April. I like it. Yes, I'll tell a quick story. I used to work at a Nissan dealer. I was the marketing director, and the place was called Bruce Bennett Nissan. And there was a competitor of ours named Miller Nissan or Paul Miller Nissan or whatever their name was. I don't know. I think it was Miller Nissan or Paul Miller Nissan, whatever. Anyway, they were buying our name. And on mobile, you are correct. That was the only ad to display above the fold. The only ad to display above the fold. And so some people would call us and say, hey, we tried to get a hold of you. And we ended up calling, like we clicked on the thing. It was the wrong number, wrong dealer. That's what was happening. They were searching us, clicking on the first result, which was a paid ad result by our competitor. It was the only thing above the fold. And they were landing on our competitor's website. So yes, solid SEO. Let's say you have a well-recognized brand. The market is aware of you. You don't need to buy it on desktop and tablet. But on mobile, maybe you do it because it's the only ad that shows on a mobile device when you Google it. I like that, April. Sarah Burton, Sarah Johnson, one of my favorites, digital media support. She's the owner of Lead Lab Media. She's a friend. She's fantastic. Let's see what she says. I trust her opinion. She says, yes, if you don't buy that space, your competitors will. Don't spend your full budget on it, but you want to make sure you're not letting your competitors swoop up on your potential customers in the final minute. If you're worried about spending too much, negative out keywords like login or payment so you're not spending on current customers. Yes, I like it, Sarah. Well said. And then Rob interjected. Oh, no, we've got a conspiracy going on here. Rob interjected and said, I encourage my competitors to spend heavily on my name, too. The more, the better. And then Sarah says, makes you look like the person to beat. All right. Matt Lasher. We all know Matt Lasher, marketing director, Western Automotive Group, says, depends on your name, but I'm generally in the no camp. Interesting to hear what the dealer has to say. Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate it, buddy. Stephen H. says, yes, this goes without saying, to be honest. I don't think it goes without saying, Stephen. I'm saying right here. We're having a whole conversation about it. If it goes without saying, this podcast would be 5 seconds long. Does not go without saying. But thank you for weighing in, sir. We are all saying. Steve Kujugajakowski says, how much does it cost? So I think what Steve is saying is it's price dependent. He says, talking about Google Ad charges you, obviously. So how much does it cost? All right. Good point. Christian Robinson's in the no camp. As long as you have quality SEO, you don't have to pay the PPC tax on your own name. I like that, PPC tax. Zach Hendricks says, too many scenarios. It's not as simple as yes or no. It's yes when and no when. I like it, Zach. You can't boil it all down to a simple yes, no answer. You cannot oversimplify the situation. I like that. Emily, but she spells it with a lot of vowels. Emily Ben says, depends on your name and what level of your competition is. I know a ton of businesses, they're bidding for their own name because they don't check the keyword bidding type and don't analyze the AdWords search term report. Vendors hide a lot of conversions under other type of campaigns with very broad keywords, and businesses don't always ask their vendor to add the account level the negative keyword, meaning the business name. Pro tip, always ask your SEM vendor to review the monthly search terms report. And if you don't want to buy your name at all, ask them to negative out your name. I like that, Emily. Aaron Richmond says, it really depends on the dealer's budget and the market. I'd never recommend it as an automatic out-of-the-box strategy. Well said. I agree with that. Greg Gifford, who's a local SEO nerd. I'm not being mean. That's what it says on his LinkedIn profile. He's a local SEO nerd. He says, as with most things digital marketing, it depends. The easy answer is this, though. If no competitors are buying your name, then you absolutely shouldn't be doing it. Or if you've got a generic name like Toyota of San Francisco, you should definitely be doing it. The problem is most automotive paid search vendors are shady, and they spend a significant portion of the budget on the dealership name because it will get lots of clicks and conversions, so it pads their numbers. Yes. Way to point it out, Greg. I like it. Real talk. Hashtag real talk. Greg says, every dealership is unique and every location is unique, so it's literally impossible to answer this question. What dealers need to do is get transparency from their vendors. And if they are doing it, they need to understand why it's being done and know enough to understand if it's the right call. I love it. Could not have said it better myself, Greg. And for our agency friends, myself at my agency and all the agency friends, I think the lesson is talk about it up front with your clients, and it's not an out-of-the-box strategy. It's a client-by-client, customer-by-customer discussion every time you're onboarding a new client or you're doing a quarterly business review or a yearly review with the current client. I like all the answers, all good answers, all a good discussion. So I guess it's not a yes-no question. It's a case-by-case question. There's can be arguments can be made on both sides, and it's not an argument, it's strategizing and figuring out what is best for your client. There you go. Cool. Thanks for weighing in, everybody, on LinkedIn. Always appreciate it. Make sure you click, subscribe, listen, whatever, all the things you're supposed to say when you have a podcast, and to check out past episodes, and stay tuned for more. I appreciate you listening. It's Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. Thanks.
Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson is brought to you by... Wait, this guy has sponsors? Oh, never mind. This sheet of paper's blank. No sponsors. That makes more sense. For updates, info, future episodes, and more, follow on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, like on Facebook, and connect on Frackle. You guys made that last one up. That's not even a thing, Frackle. Come on.